With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Israel has begun releasing dozens of Palestinian prisoners after Hamas freed three more hostages in the Gaza Strip, keeping a fragile ceasefire intact for now. The military says that the three were with its forces. They will be taken to Israel for medical treatment and to be reunited with relatives. Israel expecting to release 369 Palestinian prisoners and detainees, including 36 serving life sentences over deadly attacks. Also at SRNnews.com, Ukrainian President Zelensky views President Trump as key to ending the Ukraine-Russia war, but has some concerns. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Zelensky welcomed a phone call from President Trump, but later said it was not pleasant that Trump first called Russia's Vladimir Putin about negotiations. Zelensky also said he would not accept any agreements that do not include his country in the talks. The Ukrainian leader reportedly told the White House that Putin doesn't want peace, and he said he will only agree to meet in person with the Russian leader after a common plan is negotiated by Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Alfredo Ortiz of Jobs Creators Network says his group's new initiative, Education Freedom USA, aims to send more control of education dollars back to states and local communities.
Look, the states and the parents know best what to do for their kids. And I think that power needs to be handed back to the states, back to the parents especially. And that's what pretty much I think education block grants should be doing.
Ortiz was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The Pentagon says the military services must again ask troops who were forced out or who voluntarily left the military due to the COVID vaccine whether they want to reenlist. The directive reflects the executive order signed by President Trump just a week after he took office. More news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. According to SRN's Michael Harrington, there is more bad news from India.
Persecution of Christians in that giant country is surging. A new report from United Christian Forum reveals that on average, two attacks on Christians took place every day in 2024, 834 in all. And those are just the ones that were reported. Religious freedom advocates are urging the global community to take notice, as it has begun to recognize a similar situation in Nigeria. Experts say without pressure from outside nations, India will never protect its Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama lawmakers have passed legislation that would strictly define male and female as being based on biology. The bill will also limit gender to male and female only. Nine states have similar laws on the books already, and several others may pass legislation of their own this year. The action in Alabama follows President Trump's executive order declaring that for the purpose of the federal government, there are only two sexes. This is SRN News. It's a cold Valentine's Day tradition. Correspondent Keith Peters with a unique way to tie the knot.
There's nothing like dozens of couples saying I do simultaneously to warm the frigid air that grips the Colorado Rockies in the heart of winter. Colorado's Loveland ski area lived up to its name once again on Valentine's Day as it hosted the 34th annual Mountaintop Matrimony, just shy of 12,000 feet above sea level. A record 130 couples converged on a beginner run near the Continental Divide on Friday, strapping on skis and snowboards for the mass wedding. Some wore traditional wedding attire like tuxedos and gowns, while others dressed in all manner of wild costumes for the occasion. Keith Peters reporting.
Philadelphia Eagle fans climbed trees, even ladders, to get high and see a glimpse of their Super Bowl champion team as they paraded down through the city of brotherly love yesterday with the Vince Lombardi Trophy. I'm Ron Taylor. This is SRN News.